I want to pick up on some of the other things that you were mentioning. First, bendamustine.
Bendamustine has not been approved in the United States for treatment of patients with lymphomas per se. It was approved March the 20th this year for treatment of CLL based upon a German trial that was bendamustine versus chlorambucil. Interesting that chlorambucil, although it's considered a standard of care for patients in the United States by the FDA, it is rarely used by clinicians these days. More often, they're using cyclophosphamide or fludarabine-based therapy based upon trials that demonstrated and approved fludarabine for patients with relapsed CLL. In addition, it's not approved to be used in combination with rituximab. That's not how it was approved. It was approved as a single agent versus chlorambucil. So the study was bendamustine versus chlorambucil, and in that trial, bendamustine achieved a higher response rate overall, like 2 or 3 times the response rate overall, and got CRs, whereas chlorambucil got no CRs, which is different from what people might expect to see, but it's the way that the data was analyzed in the United States. It's not the data that was as it was analyzed by the principal investigators in Germany. So this drug was approved by the FDA, and now it's on the NCCN guideline list for treatment of CLL. It has not been approved in the United States for treatment of follicular lymphomas. However, I have started using it for patients who happen to have frontline management with SLL. Just trying to get an idea about dosing and administration. The standard dose, as approved in the United States, is 100 milligrams per meter squared given on days 1 and 2. And that's how it's administered. But the trials in the United States for follicular lymphoma, of which I did not enroll a patient on that trial, and I'm not sure it was available at our center, but I did not enroll patients on that particular trial. In that study, it was 90 milligrams per meter squared. Doses of all kinds have been administered, including weekly doses and different ways of administering drug over the many years that bendamustine has been available in Germany. So I think the real problem right now with bendamustine is that clinicians are intensely interested in this new drug, which is an alkylating agent, has alkylating agent capabilities, but at the same time, it is useful in treatment of patients who appear to be refractory to other kind of alkylating agents. So whether it will be used in patients with relapsed or for frontline management of patients is just not clear.